Hello. Hello, Tim, how are you? Well, I wanted you to know that I was in Florida when I spoke, but I just thought that was great. And you said you'd come through, you know, and I didn't think you could ever get all those votes, but it was a tremendous job. Right. Well, I'll tell you, we've got the other one, and I'm going to call Scott and really read it to him on this. Tell him, well, the one thing they can do, they can talk to them over there, and they should.
Well, they said it's a great symbolic significance. But Alice Longwood actually said that you had the experience.
Yeah, she would.
And David Bruce, of course, in his gentle way, said there's only one man.
Why shouldn't you? I had a couple of thoughts, Henry, that I want you to follow up on. First, on this textbook thing, I got a report today that very deaf, that Jurek is back. Says you've got Taiwan, and he's got the Japanese 90% lined up, but the State Department says he's now undercutting him by saying that we're not going to be doing anything on October 15th.
Well,
they shouldn't say that. Have we told State to say such a goddamn thing? You know, the point is, we're going to put the AAA in or something. Who the hell tells them such a goddamn thing?
No, I saw this today from the central leading out of New York. Ever the crowd has got out there, and there has been no end. And this is just going to kill us in the evening.
Did you ever explain what?
The two China policy.
Well, they killed them because they're not going to do it. Yeah. Yeah,
exactly. But they know I'm going to do it, but if they think we're taking a breeze out of them, and that we are humiliating them, and that I'm going there pretending that they are acquiescing in to China policy.
Why don't you get a word to Walters and go in?
Gee, Walters is over here.
Well,
that's
right. Well, I guess they may be
quite dying about this trip. This is the basic problem. It's not an accident. This is not probably there to be a day. Without some leak or some story out of New York, probably this plan would have been better. Kill that China thing. It isn't. They don't have to kill the trip. They can just make it so unpleasant. They can start letting in correspondents again. They can start letting in Democrats. They can screw up in 50 ways that don't kill the trip. That's us. But kill the whole atmosphere. This they're going to take in combination with all the other things that they've already had. As a deliberate campaign to show them out. They can't take a presentation. Then they asked me the other day to announce that I would go early. I said, we can't do it until we've got their approval. So they put out that I spoke before the 19th yesterday, which is another one. They are very vindictive in the little things like this. It's never broken the slightest understanding.
I wouldn't have told them. Don't tell them anything. Don't tell them what I meant if you don't want to get out. Well, he should have been told them. All right, let's come down to this, though. On this camp there, when Walters gets Camp Walters get back over, you should go right in and see the Chinese and say, please ignore all this, but this isn't a goddamn thing to do.
Sure, he can do it, but
still,
they have to judge us by our acts.
I know, but they don't see that there's a government.
I've done a lot of that. Yesterday, I made a very specific statement about the progress of that. That if it keeps up day after day.
Frank,
we had a meeting. I will bring it to back today. And I saw the Japanese ambassador yesterday, and I said to him, I want you to know we will do something. He said, on the 15th, I said, I don't say it's the
15th. Damn it, yes.
I said, maybe the 17th, but it will be within a few days of the 15th.
And they're trying to make it slip. They've got to keep their feet to the fire. They're trying to get off the hook.
They were told in state, I didn't want to tell you, but they were told. It's good that from other sources that we were going to try to apply the trade to them.
Internal, we're not but we don't tell them that. Let them think we are.
Of course, it's our best bargaining weapon.
Get a story put out for your... That's way good. Now, when you have it, you just have to...
No, I don't want the call.
I want to put it... Get it on a wire.
That's got it.
All right, have
bringing them all into a meeting and talking to them. That'll all leak all over the government. But that doesn't bother me either. But I think we've got to understand this. Now, we have the South African problem.
Let me get moving and let me get... the trouble is that without strong leadership over there, you shouldn't have to do it because they'll leave you. They don't mind cutting you up.
Oh.
And while I agree with you that the Negroes don't help us any, it doesn't do... We don't gain anything by making a good over this issue of the world.
But we need to provide the leaders and help them.
No, we would call them the men.
And the helpers.
Well, conscious it would help to tell us, but... let me try and amend it up to it. We should shoot. You'll pull it if you've got too much.
I just want, this is my policy. I thought everybody understood it was. But they come out and make a goddamn announcement on this thing, the Byrd Amendment. Now they should have consulted me on that goddamn amendment.
The worst of it is they did consult you. They were told you wouldn't do it.
What were they told?
Of course, that's how the paper arose to you.
But did you pass it on to them?
I passed it on in what?
Yes, we
Because I didn't believe it. But the way this came up is they wanted the White House to interfere.
That's right. And I said, no, I'm against
it. I said, I cannot do this without the President's approval. I then wrote that memo to you on the Cherokee Strong word. I think I practiced that. I said, the President orders us to stay the hell out of this one. And then they put out the word that state is for it and the White House is against it.
Did they have a story of that?
That's right. They told this to you, Scott, and a lot of other people. Then Rogers called Hugh Scott and said, no, everybody is against it. And,
why don't you get the word to the governor? I just don't, I'm going to be busy today, but I don't want this to fall between the stools and for us to really irritate the conservatives. We don't have to. They're going to be irritated by Taiwan, they're going to be irritated by this.
I'll call it. Incidentally, all the news stories today say that this actually helps the UN vote.
I understand.
And this is supported by the fact that the Albanian gave a very defensive speech saying this cannot affect the vote one way or the other. But if he says that, it must be helping us. If the Albanian is defensive.
It may help us. We, of course, if you know, we're walking on eggs here because what helped us too much, the Chinese don't think we did it deliberately.
Yeah, but that I don't mind because they participated in it. They don't mind. I happen to believe they're not eager to get it this year. They don't mind.
Is there any way you can get that message to them without having Walters carry it over to them?
They don't. They don't need to have all that.
Well, this thing, I just to point out, I think a memorandum should go. Let me suggest this: that a memorandum should go to them. The president wants Joe and I to know that there will be massive speculation about this. That we are keeping our own plans very closely held. Our commitments will be kept to the letter. You know, our understandings will be honored to the letter by understanding. Those understandings regard to setting up this trip. I have to look for an understanding about something else. But we know the Devo, know the Americans, seeing that reports from other government agencies with regard to the American position must be totally disregarded. This is something that is not possible to control under our system.
I think we ought to put up a directive to the agencies to try to protect the
Americans. Yes. Yeah. Hi, you. You, I was wondering on this vote today, on this pay thing, that it appears to me that we really can't risk going forward with the, with something to lose, because I'm going to announce the phase two thing this week, you see. Now, isn't this one you can talk to death? It seems to me you guys have enough guys over there that long. Yeah. Well, fine. Good. Well, you talk to Tom and Fred. course, use your judgment. But I can tell you that it would be a very, very bad blow if before I go on, say tomorrow night, phase two, if the Senate slaps it down, you see, because it blows the whole thing. This is a very, I mean, the House acted, and it would have a terribly shocking effect on the labor unions to get out and go run amok everything. I know. That's why I think they're fighting exactly right. But I just tell you that because I'm going to go on the phase two thing tomorrow, that's the present plan. They'll let you know for a couple hours. I think it'll be a good time. I just feel terribly strongly that we must not have a bad Senate vote before I go. Because that'll be in the news, you see. Your friends yesterday went over to this finance, national reception Rollins gave for the people that are doing the dinner, and there was a state senator, a big tall fellow from Bucks County there, a good man, a very nice guy. Yeah, he's very impressive. And then Hilson, the National Committee of Finance. Dover, I guess that's it. Out. Yeah, no, there's another one from Pittsburgh. Hellman, yeah. Well, I don't know how rich she is, but she's good looking. Let me tell you what happened. Dick Skate, where it came up to me proudly with her, and said, I brought her over in my plane. We've made up. And I said, my God, that's the day when you two made up. So isn't that wonderful? Did they? Great. Well, you know, she is an attractive girl. Right. Well, how does the confidential with the mayor thing look? Rizzo got away there, yes. For our man, of course, but on the other hand, if Rizzo plays the game, he sure is going to help the Democrats a hell of a lot, isn't he? He must hate Green. Good. Well, he's a good man. Well, yeah. Yeah, Inspector's a man who's campaigning. Well, Inspector's a great time. Right. Well, if you can handle this, Hugh, I would appreciate it. I'd appreciate it. Yeah. At least I was just sitting here talking to Henry. He told me he was able to get you before the announcement. That keeps him on their back toes a little bit. Yeah. We'll keep him on their back toes. Okay, you. God damn, though, on this, the textual thing is one, and this African thing is another. I just burned my tail in here, because I know damn well what we're trying to do.
Their strategy is when they disagree with you, what was the best decision? Then they try to wear them down, and they keep coming back, and they leave. It is the most disloyal department. I don't say this out of bureaucratic. I know borders anymore because we are running these things now without, and they're just nitpicking away now at the fringes because the big things they don't know about.
When you talk about a directive on the China, what do you want to say? Why did I want to be assigned one?
I think we should say that that directive there can be no speculation as to the subjects covered.
Because of very sensitive developments that may occur.
I think it's
vitally important that there be no speculation, whatever, internal developments in China.
But this story is really interesting. They say too many countries should postpone the decision until they saw that the picture would be too deep into changes.
Oh, shit. Oh, for Christ's sake. Well, now they'll think we're dumb. Not just crooked, we're dumb. We have to get that knocked down fast.
I think the best place to have seen it.
All right, I'm heading knocking out totally.
I've been knocking out.
Minor question. Minor question. This is absolutely not the case that your trip has. Well, I know. You should build it up too much.
You should do it on the ground of speculation. What I mind is kind of.
It's all speculation. Totally unwarranted. I wouldn't get specifically into the U.S., but then they'll say you're trying to discover a few of the U.S. It's a delicate and good planning.
But they can only think that either we I'm tricky or that we're not in control of the government. Either way, they look bad and they can turn their own by the country.
I think they're not going to. Maybe I should do it more directly. Looks like Harry's still in China problems up in the any tactical situation, that's right.
I'm going there to discuss the president.
The president trip. The president trip and nothing else would be a subject. Any current tactical situations, put it that way, any current tactical situations. Current technical situations. He's going there to discuss the president's trip and nothing else. Good. Good. This speculation is totally without foundation in fact. Walk out and without waiting for a question. Should say, I have another story here, and deliberately knock it down. Don't you think he might have it that way? Generally speaking, it seems to me that this, your story played all around.
Beautiful.
At the right tone.
See, I know, not as hysterical. Next week, it's supposed to be a sensation. This one,
his idea that the wife is the president, so the son of a bitch just died. Don't you think that's it?
If the president, if Kennedy and I had done a tenth of this, Harriman would be uncontainable.
But don't you think Harriman's dying because I thought.
But
I said
I think what the Breen said the other day is the name exactly. I think you are even doing things that Kennedy was dreaming about, but he was always wanted to do
grand diplomacy
and never managed to bring on his diplomacy on a grand scale. And he said the president is doing the things that Kennedy was trying to do and never brought up. And it's like they haven't been mature in anybody's in American history that he's achieved. Because now we're going to be able to read some truths, we're going to get this all agreement. Assuming it's a very delicate construction, if any of these props gets knocked out, the whole house of cards is going to fall down. We have the Chinese, the better off we have the Russians, and vice versa.
Come, I've already talked to him last time. I had a chance to kick somebody. When I wanted to kick, I wanted a goddamn face part sabotaging his effort. He could be kicked right in the ass.
I'm seeing his foreign minister today. He's been down.
Chilean foreign minister.
But they might have to talk over this. On the basis
of because basically Bird is my friend, very close to me, he's appreciated standing with us and all that. whole purpose of this is we can't tell you what we had.
Is that the Virginia bird?
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah. I know. Is that too cute to see?
I'm afraid right now they may bring it up still.
Well,
no, he may withdraw. Okay, good luck, Bill.